A ruling from the Canadian Supreme Court on some tribal agricultural land in the Yukon Territory has set a precedent likely to be used in settling Aboriginal land claims from here on out. Brian Boyle of the CBC tells us more.
It started 6 years ago when the Little Sam and Carmacks First Nation claimed the Yukon government granted an agricultural lease on First Nation territory without full consultation. The government said it did what it had to do under the terms of the Yukon land claim agreements. Lawyer Arthur Pape argued the case for the First Nation.
Of course, it's important to all the First Nations in Yukon. No question, it's very big national significance. That's what the first line of the decision says. This is a very important issue of interpreting and applying modern land claims agreement.
Yukon Premier Dennis Fenty says the court has confirmed the basic ground rules for all governments about their obligation to consult with First Nations.
The court has said we exceeded those obligations. And for all the parties now, going forward, the clarification that comes out of this ruling will help us in further implementing our treaties here in the Yukon.
The Yukon government says it is now working to rewrite its consultation policies and will use the Supreme Court decision to help do that. Brian Boyle, CBC News.